Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Good afternoon, and praise God for all the many blessings and wonderful, positive, amazing things that he has done for us in this past week. Amen. Today is Monday. It is November the 2nd, 2015, and we just want to say happy birthday to all those who have a birthday in the month of November. God bless you. You are listening to our Blog Talk Radio program entitled Come Together for Change. It is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Center for Change International. Our program is geared towards helping you make the necessary changes that you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do for God. Just know that God sits high and looks low, and he will take care of those who are obedient to his holy word. No matter what you are facing in life today, realize that there is no better place for you to be than in the presence of Almighty God. Everything you need is found in him. When you begin to worship him and call upon his name, he promises to be near you. And when God shows up on the scene, every enemy must flee. So today, if you have been fighting discouragement, worry, anxiety, cast those cares on the Lord. Come into his presence with singing and enter his courts with praise. Let him be a refuge for you and give you the strength you need to overcome every obstacle in Jesus' mighty name. You have been given the innate power to shape your life, but you cannot just speak change. You have to live change. Intent paired with action builds the bridge to success. You can't just want it. You have to do it, live it, be it. Success isn't something that you have. It is something that you do. So we just thank you for joining our broadcast today. Come together for change. At this time, we have a special guest today, Mary Bernard from Atlanta, Georgia, with one of the poems that God has given to her heart. Go ahead, Mary.
God has the whole world in his hand. God has the whole world in his hand. We don't ask, no demand. He is a wanderer in my soul. You are a soldier in an army. You have to fight and behold. God promised us He will always be there. We all have crosses to bear. We thank the Lord for everything He gives us and Him we can. So give God all the glory so you could tell the story.
Amen, amen. What a beautiful, beautiful poem. God is truly speaking into your heart because you are one of His favorites. Amen. So thank you.
Amen.
This is my sister, Mary Bernard, for her wonderful poem that God has given you. So keep doing what God has given you, and I tell you, you just get better and better every time. Amen? Thank you so much.
Amen.
At this time, our inspiration for this week, which is written by our amazing and gifted host, which is from Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, and it reads as follows. Have you ever imagined God laughing in the heavens? Think about it for a moment. Right now, God is on the throne. He is not mad. He is not worried about the economy. He is not upset with you or me. God is full of joy and laughing on the throne. He goes on to tell us in Psalms 37 that He's laughing because He can see the destruction of the enemy coming. In other words, the reason God laughs is because He knows the end of the story. He knows the final outcome. The good news is that you and I win. God always causes us to triumph. Thank you so much. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my anointed and amazing husband, again, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast, which is empowered by God. Now grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad. Why don't you do something special for the ones that love you and the ones that you love? At this time, you might want to call your neighbor, your coworker, your friends, your family, and let them know that Come Together for Change is on the air in the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, right now. To listen to our broadcast, all you have to do is dial 646-200-0578. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God today. And if perhaps you are just tuning in to our radio broadcast a little late or have missed any of our previous messages, you may simply go to Facebook on Hudson or Shalia Griffith, or you can go to our website at www.meninsearchofchange. At that point, you would click on the topic, Come Together for Change. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on any date you wish to hear the entire broadcast. Now, our topic for today is, are these the last days? Again, are these the last days? Our main scripture will be coming from St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, the 3rd through the 14th verse. Now, it gives me a great, as well as a pleasure, to introduce to some and to present to others my husband, the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to be on the air this afternoon, because none of us know what time it is that Jesus will put in His appearance, and that's why I'm going to be talking to you this evening on these last days. Whether you are a sinner or whether you are a Christian, I'm sure that you would come to the conclusion that the world in its present state must come to an end sometime. As even if you don't believe in the second coming of Jesus, I'm sure that you are of the opinion that man will destroy himself. And you will have to ask yourself, are these the last days? Well, they surely are, because there will not be another generation after ours that will come to see what is happening. That's why the church has got to prepare itself. That's why we have our broadcast saying, let the church unite. The church has got to unite, because if the church do not unite, the body of Christ will not be able to overcome the temptations and the problems that the devil will send at us. But all that's why we say, let the church unite. It's time for the church to come together, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of whether we like each other or not, regardless of whether we say the same things or not. It is time for the church to come together under the banner of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's why we are going to look at the fact that we are in the time where we need to prepare. And our text is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, reading from verse 4 to verse 14. Matthew 24, verse 4 to verse 14.
Okay.
Verse 3.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Yes, pause there for a while. But I just wanted to look at what shall be the signs of the end. The first one is the sign of deception, right? The sign of deception. The fact that many people are going to be stirred up and are going to be saying things they're not Christ. Verse 5 says, many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. I shall deceive many. Has that been happening already? Many people have been saying that they are the Christ. But you have to know that the kingdom of God is within you. You have to know that the Spirit of Christ is within you. And you will know whether the Christ that people are saying is Christ is the Christ. Because the Christ that is in you will be able to speak, to say what is truth from what is lie. So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be when you see things happening. So the first sign of the last days is deception. People saying things that are not true, according to verse 6. And it shall, you shall hear. But verse 5, for many shall come in your name saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Could you read verse 6 for me?
Just verse 6?
Yes.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Okay, verse 7. Read verse 7.
Verse 7. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places.
Okay, the second thing that is going to tell us that whether we're in the last days or not, it says that there should be wars and rumors of wars. Now, you don't have to ask anybody whether there are wars and rumors of wars around. There are wars in the Middle East. There are wars all over the world. And people are getting concerned that money is spent, lots of money is spent on wars. Lots of money is being spent on nuclear bombs and nuclear warheads. And many countries are trying to get nuclear equipment that they can set it against each other. And many of the countries in the Middle East are pointing their warheads at Israel because they want to destroy the nation of Israel. And we shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. That's what's happening. Then the next one is famines and pestilences. We hear of famines in Africa and in other parts of the world. People are going to bed without eating. People are going to bed hungry. There's nothing to eat, and they are hungry. So we hear of famines and pestilences. Many pestilences are taking place in the world because things are changing. We hear of things happening, strange things happening. We hear of tsunamis. We hear of floods. We hear of storms. We hear of earthquakes. And these things tell us that we are living in the last days. And one of these things for sure is going to destroy this world. So we are living in a world in which we have to understand what the Bible says. And listen to what Jesus said. All right? For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. We know that the state of California is sitting on a earthquake bed, and very soon something should happen there. So we know that God has got things in hand. He's in full control. And verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and then shall you see, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Well, you don't have to ask that today. Even in the body of Christ, there's much division, there's much betrayal, there's much lies, there's much deception. People are no longer believing the word of God, but the word says, forever thy word is sealed in heaven. And Jesus said, even in this same passage, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So if his word shall not pass away, we have a right to believe his word. We have a right to understand what the word says. We have a right to know that God is a God of the impossible. We have a right to know that God will hear our prayers, right? The word says in Psalm 190, verse 60 and 172, it says, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of the righteous judgments endures forever. My tongue shall speak of thy word, and all thy mighty judgments are righteous. And we just want to be able to see what the word is saying as we go on. And many, verse 11 to verse 14.
Verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. 13. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Okay. This gospel should be preached in all the world, to all nations. Now, we see that there are many efforts being made to spread the gospel all over the world. There are satellites that is carrying the gospel into many different nations. There is television that is carrying the gospel into many nations. Oh, and there is the written word, which is carrying the gospel. So we know that this is definitely the end time, but no one knows when it will happen, so we just have to trust God and believe him, and because of the iniquities of mankind, Jesus said that the time shall be shortened for the very elect's sake. We see Christians are being persecuted in different parts of the world. And because of this, Jesus said, for the very elect's sake, the time is going to be shortened. And we are believing God. There are lots of things, if you read that, in Matthew 24:29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. We have begun to see a number of these things happening in the air. We have begun to see a number of these things happening. But God is faithful, who will not suffer us to be tempted above that we are able, but with the temptation maker, a way of escape that we'll be able to bear it. Verse 35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And in verse 37 it says, but of the day and the, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And verse 42 says, watch ye therefore, as ye know not what hour your Lord shall come. Therefore be ye also ready. Verse 44, for in such a time as ye think not, the Son of Man shall come. Okay, we are exhorted to believe the Lord. We are exhorted to scatter this gospel all over the world. We are exhorted to let others know that Jesus is coming. Whether you believe that Jesus is coming or not, it is quite obvious that this world as it exists will not exist in its same fashion for much longer. So therefore, we have to prepare ourselves. But as believers, we have to be ready. As believers, we have to know what the word says. As believers, we have to be able to recognize, as was the days of Noah, men were marrying and giving in marriage, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man, that there shall be no change in behavior. Matter of fact, man's behavior may get worse, but God is Jesus. Jesus was warning his disciples of what should happen in the end times. Are you ready for the end times? Man's behavior has begun to be worse. So many more people have become addicted to different things. How much time in the past when I was growing up, I didn't know anything about drug addiction. But here we have drug addiction. We have liquor. We have smoking. We have all kind of addictions. We have sexual addictions. When did we hear of so many big people being arrested for molesting little children? When did we hear right before? So we see we are living in a time when the devil is let loose upon our minds and people are doing things that they would not normally have done. And this is a time when we have to recognize this is something is happening in the world. Things are changing. And we have to be ready to recognize that these are the last days. At least these are the last days for believers. Because we know that that Jesus said he will come again. The second coming of Jesus is imminent. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you want to be a part of those who will be gathered up together and to be snatched away when Jesus comes, as he prepares his kingdom? But those whose hearts are prepared, those whose hearts are cleansed, those who know that Jesus is living within them, those who know that the power of the Holy Spirit is within them, those who know that God is the God of the impossible, those who know that God is the God of supernatural, those who know that God is sending his Son back to set up his kingdom here on earth. Those who know that Jesus will come again. Those who are prepared. And I'm asking you the question again. Are you prepared? Are you ready to go with him? Have you set your house in order? Have you set your mind to think on things that are pure? Have you set your mind to think on things that are holy? Have you set your mind to think on things that are good? Well, if you haven't, hear what the word says to you today. In Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I want to exhort you today that your mind will be thinking on things that are good, that are pure, that are honest. You don't have to think on things the devil puts in your mind that will cause you to destroy others, that will cause you to take up the things that are not right. God wants to help you. You can be delivered and set free from all your all the things that have been persecuting you. God wants to help you. Are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to make a change today so you can be ready when Jesus comes? Do you want to make a change so that your life can be prepared? You can be prepared when Jesus comes, because he's coming for the blood wash. Are your sins washed? Is your mind cleansed from every false thing? Is your mind cleansed? And if you are ready, we don't know what the time will be. We don't know when it will be, but we know that Jesus is coming again. We know that Jesus is preparing for his people. And we see that according to the things that are happening in the world, according to St. Matthew chapter 24, it looks as though it's going to be very soon. So therefore, I want to encourage you this evening, prepare yourselves. I want to encourage the church to prepare its people. I want to encourage the church to recognize that soon and very soon, we're going to be going to see the King. And therefore, we have to prepare ourselves. Are you ready? Are you ready to see the King? Are you prepared? Or are the things of this world holding you back? Are you just looking at the things of the world? And are you just continuing to do what is wrong in the sight of God? God wants to help you. So I ask you this evening, are you ready? I ask you this evening, are you prepared to accept the fact that these are the last days according to the words of Jesus to his disciples? They asked him and he told them, are we looking at the things that are happening to know that these are the last days? Well, God is ready. He is able to make you ready. If your mind and your thoughts, if your thoughts are not according to what God will have you to be, now is the time to change your lifestyle, to get rid of the things that you've been holding on to, and to know that God is ready. Come on now. I'm going to pray for you that God will give you the courage and the strength to be obedient to him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this evening on the behalf of those who are listening, those who, Lord Jesus, who are going on with their life as it was in the days of Noah. Oh, Lord Jesus, before the flood came, Father, and I want to speak to them, Lord, and I ask that your Holy Spirit may open their hearts that they may do what is right to your sight. God, let them understand it to your people that they may realize that this is the time of the, this is the end time. This is the coming of the Son of God. This is the time of victory. Let us walk, Lord, according to the way that you would have us to walk. And those who are not walking, Lord, grant wisdom, understanding, that they may open their eyes, they may lift up their hands, and see, Lord, that you are we are dependent upon you, Lord. Have your own way. Just take full control. Lord, bring the church together that we may be able to unite and go forward and bring victory and deliverance to your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So are these the last days? God wants to make a change in your life. So you need to make right choices. Are you ready to see the King? Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time we do have for now. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are receiving our program. And also, we would like to thank all of our faithful weekly listeners and all of our supporters as well. Our mail address is Come Together for Change, P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada 89009, or you can email us at hwgministries@gmail.com. And if you are in need of prayer for any reason, or if you want counseling or just someone to talk with, or even if you have a question, please feel free to call the Hudson Griffith at 702 454-5717. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast, Come Together for a Change. And we want to thank Sister Mary Bernard from Atlanta, Georgia, for her wonderful poem that God has given her. At this time, know that you are next in line for an amazing blessing this week. Just look for it. God will do it. For you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. Have a blessed week and inspired to do something special for someone in need. And then look up and see God smile on you. Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy. Let the church unite.